Friday night is music night. From Symphony Hall in Birmingham, we present conductor Robin Stapleton, the BBC Concert Orchestra, leader Cynthia Fleming, our guest artists Susan Bullock, Jackie Scott, Graham Bickley, and Richard Whitehouse, with the City of Birmingham Choir, all here for your entertainment in our Friday night series of Music for Everyone. Lively enough for you. That was the City of Birmingham Choir splashing it all over in O Fortuna, an invocation to the goddess Fortune from Carmina Burana, which was said on its first public performance in 1954 to be one of the most vivid, picturesque, and richly tuneful choral pieces of modern times. So said Alfred J. Frankenstein. The verdict, bloodless, was delivered by Count Dracula. Carmina Burana was the work of Carl Orff, and as Jimmy Young would say, off we jolly well go now to the masquerade, the ball where the men put on masks to attract the ladies. I believe the Robin Cook mask is proving a particularly big draw this year. But this piece that the concert orchestra play now takes us back to 1830s Russia and its licentious upper classes, who wheel round the floor now in the waltz from Masquerade.
Thank you.
Madame Kachaturian's music from Masquerade. Now, in the course of tonight's program, we'll not only be at the dance, but also drop into the opera, and we'll spend a good deal of time at the musical theatre, straight there now, to a show which opened in London just under 10 years ago, Miss Saigon, the story of a young Marine sent to Vietnam who falls in love with a local girl, but returns to America without her, the swine. It's a powerful, unsettling show, leavened by many warm moments, such as when the two young lovers sing this song, Sun and Moon. In those roles tonight, two of our guest artists, both of them stellar names in the world of West End musicals, Jackie Scott and Graham Bickley. From Jackie and Graham a bit later on. The plot outline of Miss Saigon might have sounded vaguely familiar to you, not surprising since it was a reworking of the story of Madame Butterfly. In Puccini's opera, the young American was a naval lieutenant, and the setting was Japan. But the premise remained the same. Feckless serviceman bunks off home without the local girl. Butterfly was the faithful Japanese beauty. She remains true to him. And even 3 years after he sailed off into the sunset, she still looks forward to the fine day on which he will return. Un Bel D, sung tonight by our next guest, one of Britain's finest sopranos, Susan Bullock. Towering stuff from Susan Bullock. Still more from the Opera House now as we catch up with the exploits of the lusty Count Almaviva and the similarly lusty but slightly craftier Figaro, the barber of Seville, who loves his job and the access it allows him around the city so much that he can't help singing about it in the Largo al Factotum. It's sung for us tonight by a local lad from Walsall, in fact, who will no doubt find access even beyond Walsall a lot easier for him after tonight. Richard Whitehouse.
Sempre di torno in giro sta meglio che cagno per un barbiere e tu puoi nove le nonna si fa la 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 raso ripettini lacci dei pollici a mio comando tutto qui sta raso ripettini lacci dei pollici a mio comando tutto qui sta bella risorsa. Poi del mestiere con la donnetta, col cavaliere, con la donnetta, tra la 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 la, col cavaliere, tra la 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 la. Che bel vivere, che bel piacere, che bel piacere per un barbiere
di qualità, di qualità. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donne e ragazzi, vecchie fanciulle, qua la brucca, presto la barba, qua la sanguigna, presto il biglietto, mi chiedono, mi vogliono, mi chiedono, mi voglio, qua la brucca, presto la barba, presto il biglietto.
Figaro, 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 poi me.
Ahimè, che vola, uno alla volta, per carità, per carità,
uno alla volta, uno alla volta, uno alla volta, per carità.
E Figaro, su qua, e Figaro, su qua, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù, franco fisme son per le folie, sono per voi, della città, della città, della città, della città, della città.
Apro figo, brava, bravissimo, apro figo, brava, bravissimo, a te fortuna, a te fortuna, a te fortuna, non mancherà. Apro figo, brava, bravissimo, apro figo, brava, bravissimo, a te fortuna, a te fortuna, a te fortuna, non mancherà.
Sono il fattoto della città, sono il fattoto della città, della città, della città, della città.
Richard Whitehouse as Figaro the Barber. And while he slips off in his bloodstained apron, we will welcome again some other local singers, about 120 of them. In fact, the City of Birmingham Choir, with a song written in 1963 by that great man of British folk, Sidney Carter. Now, he described it as a dancing kind of song, perhaps even a carol. Others have since elevated it into the status of a hymn. He called it I Danced in the Morning. It's become more generally known as Lord of the Dance, in an arrangement by Sir David Wilcox and conducted tonight by Colin Baines.
Thank you.
The City of Birmingham Choir with Lord of the Dance. Jackie Scott's back now with a song from a really little-known musical called Seesaw by Michael Bennett, which had the considerable added value of some great songs by Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields. Now, there's a great Yiddish word, chutzpah. Now, the dictionary definition gives cheek or shameless audacity, but that doesn't seem to me quite to cover it. For a fuller demonstration of its meaning, just listen to this song. It's chutzpah set to music. Nobody does it like me.
If there's a wrong way to do it, a wrong way to play it, nobody does it like me. If there's a wrong way to do it, a right way to screw it up, nobody does it like me. Buffering and swing a hard cup of tea.
And, you know, nobody does it quite like Jackie Scott. The other day, you know, somebody described one of my colleagues as being a Jekyll and Hyde character. And, you know, I had to agree, although I must say I've never seen much evidence of the nicer side of his character. Of course, wild horses would not drag his name from me. A couple of drinks in the interval might, but not horses. It does show you, though, how familiar Robert Louis Stevenson's characters have become to us. So it would take a brave man, or perhaps even a foolhardy one, to try to create a musical around such a well-worn tale. Nevertheless, that's what Leslie Bricusse did with composer Frank Wildhorn. And a very creditable show they made of it, too, although it's yet to have the resounding success it perhaps deserves. Demonstrating his best side to us now, Graham Bickley sings from Jekyll and Hyde, This Is the Moment. Bickley. Now, do you know, when I was a wee lad in the late 50s, my mother used to show me the hotel at Brodick in the Isle of... It was the late 50s. Brodick in the Isle of Arran, where the great Hollywood star Jack Buchanan used to spend his holidays, even at the height of his fame, he used to go there. It was my first brush with greatness, I suppose, and who knows, perhaps years from now, old men might point at the same hotel and say, that's where Ken Bruce had his first underage drink. And he still owes me one. Happy memories now of Jack Buchanan, yes, and his co-stars in the 1953 film The Bandwagon, as Robin Stapleton and the BBC Concert Orchestra close the first half of our program with a show business anthem. That's Entertainment.
Hello, this is Richard Baker, and in our interval this week, we've full-blooded sounds from the Fine Arts Brass Ensemble.
Now, anybody who got their Scripture Knowledge Part 2 prize at Sunday school will know intimately the story about Elijah. You'll remember he made himself rather unpopular with his contemporaries. His enemies rose up against him, but he had the most powerful of protectors, and he was whisked to safety in the glorious kingdom, a kind of Peter Mandelson of his day. But it was Felix Mendelssohn, actually, who wrote a quite beautiful oratorio using the Book of Elijah as his inspiration. Beautiful oratorio. It received its first performance in 1846 in this very city. Tonight, over 150 years later, the City of Birmingham Choir sing from Mendelssohn's Elijah, Be Not Afraid.
Thank you.
repertoire from Mendelssohn to Mozart and The Magic Flute, in which the Prince Tamino is the kind of man who can fall in love with a woman simply through looking at her portrait. To find this beautiful princess, he chums up with a birdcatcher, Papageno. He's a cheery, jovial soul who dresses like a bird. The Eddie Izzard of his day, I think. He finds the princess Pamina and tells her of Tamino's love for her, upon which she promptly falls for the prince. Again, sight unseen. Very trusting they were back then. Susan Bullock and Richard Whitehouse are Pamina and Papageno as they sing of the pleasures of love. River City, you might remember, is the place where They Got Trouble, with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, that stands for pool. The Music Man, of course, was the show, and it gives the main character, the con man Harold Hill, some pretty lively songs to sing, like that one and 76 trombones. Meredith Wilson's score supplied some other rather softer numbers, though, as Graham Bickley reminds us now, with a song so good even the Beatles did a cover version of it, Till There Was You.
Till there was you.
The Gallop from the Comedians by Dmitri Kabalevsky, incidental music he wrote for a Moscow children's play in 1940. Now, at about the same time, the great British composer Michael Tippett was preparing his oratorio, A Child of Our Time, a much more serious piece of work dealing with themes of injustice and man's inhumanity to man. Part of his score featured the songs associated with the downtrodden blacks of North America, the Spirituals, including this one. Richard Whitehouse and the City of Birmingham Choir sing now, Go Down Moses.
Men were ashamed of what was done. There was bitterness and horror. Thank you. not, I'll smite your firstborn dead.
Beautiful singing, Jackie Scott with Unusual Way, a song from Maury Yeston's musical adaptation of Federico Fellini's 8 and a half, which he called 9. That's inflation for you, isn't it? Now, here in Birmingham, we're not too far from the Malvern Hills, and that soft, rolling countryside which gives us that lovely water which is never better used than when it's put in the Scottish water of life. It's that same beautiful countryside which inspired Edward Elgar to his greatest compositions. He wrote this, it's thought, when he was just over 30, round about 1889, round about then, whenever it was certainly performed at Queen Victoria's 80th birthday celebrations in 1899. A companion piece to his Chanson de Matin, appropriately, at this end of the day, it's Chanson de Nuit. Now, if there was ever a time when the musical was regarded as a frothy, purely escapist form of entertainment, then the last couple of decades have shown that that ain't necessarily so. Some of the biggest successes of the 80s and 90s have dealt with the darker side of life. but still affirming the positive aspects of survival, however not guaranteeing a happy ending for everybody. One such show is the one by two Frenchmen, Claude-Michel Schoenberg and Alain Buglil, with English lyrics by Herbert Kretzmer. It brought the grim visions of a Victor Hugo novel vibrantly to life, a powerful, exciting musical, as our choir, orchestra, and soloists combine now to demonstrate in this selection from Les Miserables.
Never see the aim that's in your end. Don't they know, never? out and in the clinic on C Street.
Everybody loves the landlord. Everybody's for the bread.
But to whatever place he cheese is done, I'd lead them in the end.
Master of the house, ready to catch your eyes. Never want to pass a mile of house in mind. Stand up to the poor, one up to the great. Trumpets of the loss of very life long ways. Everybody bends the landlord.
Pretending he's beside me, all alone I walk with him till morning. Without him I feel his arms around me, and when I lose my way I close my eyes and he's found me. The pavement shines like silver. All the lights are misty in the river. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight, and all I see is him and me forever and forever. And I know
last. Heaven blessed, bring him home, bring him home, bring him home.
He's like the sun I might have known, if God had granted me a son. The summer's die one by one, how soon they fly, on and on. And I am old, and will be gone. You can tell.
Another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more.
I need not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be miles away. Yet with you, my world has started.
One more day, I'm on my own.
Will we ever meet again?
One more day with him not caring.
I was born to be with you.
What a life I might have known.
And I swear I will be true.
Thank you.
Almost operatic in its structure, is it not? Les Miserables, Claude-Michel Schoenberg and Alain Boublil's work, Les Miserables. And with that stirring selection, we come to the end of our program. On behalf of conductor Robin Stapleton, the BBC Concert Orchestra, leader Cynthia Fleming, our guest artists Susan Bullock, Jackie Scott, Graham Bickley and Richard Whitehouse, the City of Birmingham Choir, and our producer Alan Boyd. This is Ken Bruce saying good night from Symphony Hall in Birmingham, confident that we've proved once again that Friday night is music night.